All right, our scripture this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, and to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, and to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still to another the interpretations of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. Hallelujah for that Spirit's leading. But this morning I want us to talk about the fact that we need to, and Scripture gives us a caution that we need to be aware of. We need to learn how to hear the different voices and distinguish between them. Because you see, we're told in Scripture that there are different voices. Not all voices are God's. And so we have to learn to hear. And this Scripture was talking about those different things that go on in the church that we are to be receiving and experiencing. However, we also need to take the caution that says we are to test the Spirit to see if it is of God or not. And so this morning I have put a handout there on beside the bulletins. I don't know if you've got one or not, but this is basically my sermon, and I want you to be able to follow along and to work from that. But I want us to recognize that there are things that we might hear from the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's what we want to hear. Secondly, there is from our own human soul things that we hear. Have you ever wanted something really bad? Do you think that was the Holy Spirit telling you? Well, maybe. But sometimes we become very human and we have wants that we want. And so the human soul starts crying out. Thirdly, we need to recognize there is a realm of evil spirits, and that they will also try to speak to us. And so we need to test the spirits. 2 Peter 1:21 talks about how the Holy Spirit moved the Old Testament prophets and witnesses in the New Testament. Moved means to be borne along or to be driven along by the wind. That's how we got the Word of God. By the Holy Spirit. Now, is the Holy Spirit done giving us the Word of God? No. And I hope you heard what John said. The Holy Spirit is actively giving us the Word of God today. Now, is it going to conflict what the Holy Spirit has given in the past? No, it will not. It will edify, it will build upon, but it will not conflict. And if it conflicts, then we need to think and realize that we're not hearing which spirit is speaking. So we have a scripture that gives us a basis for the building of the Holy Spirit to continue teaching us and guiding us. So the human soul is very capable of voicing thoughts, ideas, and inspirations that are out of our unsanctified portion of our emotions. Ezekiel 13, verses 1 through 6 talks about that the evil spirits operate with two characteristics that are common to their master. One, they're going to appear as angels of light. Do you remember what the Bible said that Satan tried to appear as? As an angel of light. So, we have to pay attention. Just because it sounds good to begin with doesn't necessarily mean that it is all right. We need to stop and test the Spirit. I want you to think about the temptation of Jesus for a moment. When Jesus went to the wilderness, Satan quoted right out of Scripture. However, he didn't quote the whole Scripture. He left out parts of the Scripture. And so I want us to recognize that that was his trying to appear as an angel of light. Because he took a piece of Scripture But then he put his own thoughts on it. And Jesus knew the Word of God. And so what did Jesus do? He quoted back to Satan what the true meaning was. What the whole meaning was. Jesus understood his Father's words. We need to also have that studying done so that we cannot be easily deceived by partial truths. Have you ever had your children come home to you and you younger people in the congregation? Have you ever tried to come home and give part truths to make sure that the parts that you shared made you out in good light? I never did that, right? No. I never, ever. Can't keep the hand down, can I? Yes. As a child, I did that. It's amazing how you can take certain facts and present the story till you are shining. But if you added the rest of the facts, you were pretty tarnished. And that's what Satan wants to do. All right. So, we need to recognize that we are dealing with that. So, appearing as angel of light, and he also the father of lies. And so, we need to recognize there's going to be lies in there. I want you to think about the story of the handmaiden that was a slave. And she was calling out and telling everyone, "These are the servants of God." Was she telling the truth? Yes. But where was her source? Satan. Was it for the edification of God for her to be following them around? No, it was pointing out, "Look at me. I've been able to tell you that they're from God." And she kept doing it and kept doing it until finally they'd had enough and the spirit was cast out. So, we need to do some testing. And so I've written up some things here. Or I actually didn't write these up. I found an author who had written them up and I felt these were very good for us to help us to stop and see which voice are we hearing, whether it's our own self voices, whether it is the voice from Satan, or whether it is God's Holy Spirit speaking to us. So, the self-test that we need to do. First, is there any evidence of influences other than the Spirit of God in my life? So we stop and think, okay, what is influencing me? Secondly, what is the essence of the vision or revelation that I have received? When we look at the essence, is it building up? Is it going to edify? Is it going to help that person grow in the Lord? And does it compare with what's written in the Word of God? Third, when I was under the control of the Holy Spirit, was I under the control of the Holy Spirit when I received this Word? Now, it uses the word vision. I don't want us just, because we usually, when I think of a vision, I think of the sheet that's being lowered down with the animals on it. That's the kind of vision that they weren't there. But I want us to say, whatever it is, whether it's a thought, because it's not just a vision. They can be thoughts, impressions, etc. So, was I under the Holy Spirit? Was I seeking the Holy Spirit? Was I walking in the Holy Spirit when that happened? Or was it at a time when I was not under the influence of the Holy Spirit? Third, we need to realize that if we are not Christ, we cannot receive His Holy Spirit. So if I have not given my life to Him, I'm not hearing the Holy Spirit unless it's saying to come to Christ. The Holy Spirit calls us. But if we're having these other voices or visions, they're not going to be of God unless I have given my life to Christ. Have I been obedient to His Word? If I'm living in sin, these things are going to be dried up. Am I being enlightened by His inspiration? Am I committed to doing His will no matter what it is? And am I yielding my life to the praises of God or to critical speech? Am I waiting quietly and expectantly before Him? I'd like to just talk for a moment about this yielding. Because yielding goes back to what Becky said, R-I-S-K, risk. You see, all of us as humans want everyone to think highly of us. We really want everyone to love us. And so, many times, we become people pleasers. And this is something that I've had to really struggle with in my life, because I would like to always please everyone. Guys, you can't do it. And it's not easy for me, because I want to please everyone. And one person has this that they want, and one person has this, and they don't go together. So now what do I do? That's where I have to listen to the Holy Spirit, and I have to proceed with what it is that God would have me to do. So I have to take a risk. I may end up with someone not being as pleased. But if I'm in God's will, then it's all right. So we need to learn that people pleasing is not necessarily walking in the Spirit. Yes, love, but not necessarily people please. Let's move on. So, now, we need to look for the source of whatever it is that we have heard. Was it born in my mind? Is it going to build God, or is it going to build myself? And that's what I was talking to you about, the woman. She was showing what she could do. So, Satan is going to have a destructiveness that is going to want them to have it. Does it lure me away from God? And if it is from God, is it a living flow of pictures coming from the Holy Spirit within us, from our innermost being that is in tune with the Holy Spirit? So then we examine the content. We test the ideas from 1 John 4, verse 5. Test the ideas. Does it have ego appeal, or is Jesus the centerpiece? If it's from Satan, is it negative, destructive, pushy, fearful, and accusatory? I'll change the word there so I can get it out. Is it a violation of the nature of God, and does it violate the Word of God? Is the image afraid to be tested? And then check its fruit. Fruits are always going to be, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. You know what they are. What is the fruit of this vision? Is it always going to do what the fruit would do? So, then I have listed 9 scriptural tests as well that we should go through. Now, this is one of the things that do we have to go through this all the way through this test? No. If all of a sudden you've got into the very first thing and you realize, oh, this is not lining up with what is right, then you don't keep going on through the test. You know, this is one of those that you simply use until you see for sure that you are hearing from God. John was talking about you get to the point where you recognize the voice. This is a test that if we're not sure of the voice, if we see that it doesn't line up with what we know to be the truth, then we may need to go further. So I'm going to suggest that, one, you stick this in your Bibles so that you have it. But secondly, I'm not saying that every time you have a thought that you pull out this test and run through it all the way. What I'm saying is this gives you ideas of how you can stop and quickly think if you're not sure who is directing you. And sometimes we're not always sure. And sometimes it's good for us to run things by someone else and to see whether we have done the test correctly. And so, guess what, guys? Look around you. People of God, why are you here? Because you are to build each other up. Jeff, what was that scripture you quoted me this morning? Iron sharpens? Yes. Iron sharpens iron, and we need each other. That's what we're here for. Not to compete. It's not to prove my point. Okay, I want us to get that down. It's not to be able to prove someone else wrong. It's to make sure that we have got it right as a group. And that's what we need. That's why God gave us the family of God, a congregation, people to talk to work it out. So this morning, simply my message is this. As we learn to hear the Spirit, to hear words of knowledge, words of wisdom, as we hear prophecies, as we move in those, we still have a responsibility to make sure that we're hearing the right voices. And I can just imagine in a church where there's a prophecy going on, it says after a prophecy to test it, see if it seems good with a congregation. So guys, sometimes someone may stand up and say, I'm struggling with this. And we come together. And we come to a common ground. Because God wants us to help each other to grow. So, amen.